all together. So please just listen till we get there. Text 31. Yato yato sa praharat parasvaro mano nilauja para chakra sudana tatas tatas china bujoru kandara nipetur urvyam atasuta vahana. Translation: Lord Parashram, being expert in killing, the military strength of the enemy, worked with the speed of the mind and the wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper, Parashu. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms, and shoulders being severed, their chariot drivers killed, and their carriers, the elephants and horses, all annihilated. Purport. In the beginning, when the army of the enemy was full of fighting soldiers, elephants, and horses, Lord Parashram proceeded into their midst at the speed of the mind to kill them. When somewhat tired, he slowed down to the speed of the wind and continued to kill the enemies vigorously. The speed of the mind is greater than the speed of the wind. Text 32. Drishtva sva sanyam rudhiroga kardame rana jire rama kutara sayakai vivikna varma dvaja chapa vigraham nipatitam ahaya apatarusha. By manipulating his axe and arrows, Lord Parashram cut to pieces the shields, flags, bows, and bodies of Kartavirya Arjuna's soldiers who fell on the battlefield, muddying the ground with their blood. Seeing these reverses, Kartavirya Arjuna, infuriated, rushed to the battlefield. Atarjuna pancha shateshu bahubir danushu banan yugapat sasandare ramaya ramostra britam samagrani tanyekta danveshu bir achinat samam. Then Kartavirya Arjuna, with his 1,000 arms, simultaneously fixed arrows on 500 bows to kill Lord Parashram. But Lord Parashram, the best of fighters, released enough arrows with only one bow to cut to pieces immediately all the arrows and bows in the hands of Kartavirya Arjuna. Text 34. Puna swahastar achalan mride nigripan ukshipya vepad vegad abdivato yudi bujan kutarena katora nimina chichera rama prasavam twaheriva. When his arrows were cut to pieces, Kartavirya Arjuna uprooted many trees and hills with his own hands and again rushed strongly towards Lord Parashram to kill him. But Lord Parashram then used his axe with great force to cut off Kartavirya Arjuna's arms, just as one might lop off the hoods of a serpent. Krita baho shirastasya gire singa ivaharat Ate pitari tat putra ayutam dutrugur bayat agnihotrim upavartriya sabatam paraviraha samupetya shramam pitre pariklishtam samarpayat. Thereafter, Parashram cut off like a mountain peak the head of Kartavirya Arjuna, who had already lost his arms. When Kartavirya Arjuna's 10,000 sons saw their father killed, they all fled in fear. Then Parshuram, having killed the enemy, released the Kamadhenu, who had undergone great suffering, and brought it back with its calf to his residence, where he gave it to his father, Jamadagni. 37. Svakarma tatkritam Rama Pitre bratribhya evacha Varnayam asatachutla Jamadagnir avasata. Parshuram described to his father and brothers his activities in killing Kartavirya Arjuna. Upon hearing of those deeds, Jamadagni spoke to his son as follows. Text 38. We'll chant this one together. Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavan Papam Makarasi Avadin Nare Devyam Yat Sarva Deva Mayam Grita Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavan Papam Makarashit Avadin Nara Devam Yat Sarva Deva Mayam Vrita. Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavan Papam Makarishit Avadin Nara Devam Yat Sarva Deva Mayam Vrita. Rama Rama Mahabaho Adim Naradevam Yat Naradevam Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavam Bhavam Makarjit Naradevam Yanta Zaradevam Mayam Vrita. Ladies, Rama Rama Mahabaho Bhavam Papam Makarji Navadin Naradevam Yat Varadeva Mayam Vita Rama Rama Mahabaho Vavam Papam Karsit Avadin Naradevam Yat Varadeva Mayam Vita Rama Rama. My dear son, Parashuram, Mahabaho, O great hero, Bhavan, you, Papam, sinful activities, Akarishit, have executed, Avadit, have killed, Naradevam, the king, yet who is Sarva Deva Mayam, the embodiment of all the demigods, Vita, unnecessarily. Translation. O great hero, my dear son Parshuram, you have unnecessarily killed the king, who is supposed to be the embodiment of all the demigods. Thus you have committed a sin. Please repeat. O great hero, my dear son Parashuram, you have unnecessarily killed the king, who is supposed to be the embodiment of all the demigods. and thus you have committed a sin. Om Gyanate Marandasya Gananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmaye Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajacham Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwe Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Gopa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Bacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnevyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Again, the only purport we have here is this one from text 31. The text again, Lord Parashuram, being expert in killing the military strength of the enemy, worked with the speed of the mind and the wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper, Parashuram. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms, and shoulders being severed, their chariot drivers killed, and their carriers, the elephants and horses, all annihilated. So in reading this section of the Bhagavatam, the thought came to me as to why is this story in the Bhagavatam? What are the reasons why Sukadeva Goswami may have chosen to recite this pastime. So first, naturally, is that it is about the lila and activities of the Supreme Lord, which is always transcendental and elevating to everyone. They are meant for the beneficial upliftment of human society. And especially because Sukadeva Goswami was reciting in the company of great sages and devotees. This verse comes to mind, Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantas Cha Dridavrata. That the activities of the devotees has to always be engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. They take great pleasure in conversing and enlightening one another about the activities of the Lord. So, Sukadeva Goswami was certainly a devotee par excellence, a great devotee, and he knew also that Parikshit Maharaj was similarly a great devotee. So naturally they enjoyed discussing the activities of the incarnations of the Lord, which are eternal, they are full of Sat, Chit, and Ananda. Eternity, knowledge, and bliss. It's like this morning, we begin the class by chanting the Jayarada Madhava prayer. And this prayer is just simply a description of the wonderful relationships, loving relationships Krishna has with his devotees there in Vrindavan. Supermost excellent loving relationships. About with his mother, with the gopis, with Govardhan, with Jamuna, even with the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna has so many wonderful relationships. Even walking in the forest, the trees and creeper bend down full of flowers and fruits trying to touch his feet just to worship him. What to speak of the movable living entities who are always seeking to get the association of the Lord and reciprocate with him in love. So, this is one part of Krishna's activities, but there's a second part. The second part, which we're reading today, that he has a business when he comes also. to get rid of the non-believers, the atheists, who are causing trouble and disturbance in human society. There's always these two classes of persons within the universe, the devas and the asuras, the devotees and the demons, the non-devotees. So in previous ages, they were located on different planets. And then gradually, as the time progressed, they're located same planet, different cities, different locations. And gradually it progresses till they may even be born in the same family as devotees and the demons. And in the Kali Yuga, we have the misfortune that sometimes within our own body, there seems to be both a demon and a devotee. We have this feeling sometimes that one time we're very attracted towards Krishna, and sometimes we may see we're very disturbed, or very reluctant to surrender. So this is the nature of Kali Yuga, that everything is degraded, everything is topsy-turvy. And we always have this choice as devotees. It's like devotional service is like a ladder compared to, and then as one can go up the ladder towards Krishna, where he gets so much help, or he can look downwards and go towards Maya, sense gratification, and forget Krishna. So these choices are always there, and we have to take that choice to go forward towards Krishna. So I know, I'm sure it must be in everyone's mind here, Lord Parashuram, very powerful. We can't even, in our minds, conceive of someone killing at the speed of the mind. I mean, perhaps there is a great weapon like an atomic bomb or something that kills instantly people, so many people, tens of thousands of people. But here we have one person, Lord Parashuram, facing thousands of people by himself. And he was able to kill tens of thousands so quickly. So this is the power of the Supreme Lord. It's extremely beyond our comprehension. Beyond our imagination, practically, how he can be so powerful. So this is the Supreme Lord. His power, his abilities, his energies are far beyond the conception of the ordinary materialist. And even as devotees, we can only know a certain portion of them. But still, they're glorious, they're wonderful, they're super excellent. And they're presented here in the Bhagavatam so that we understand clearly that Krishna, when he's presented, is the Supreme Lord. That he is such a powerful person. He is the most powerful person. And we see that the Lord is motivated here to appear, as he will come again as Lord Krishna, for this particular purpose. Parichanaya sadhana vinishchaya chaduskitam. That he wants to protect the devotees, like here, Jamadagni and the wonderful Kamadhenu Kau, and kill the demons, Kartavirya Arjuna, who act like a demon in offending and stealing the sacred cow of Jamadagni. So the Lord appears for this purpose, and here we can see with such power. Of course, we know the Lord will come again in this Kali Yuga with such power. Of course, we don't really want to be here for that time. But then practically everyone will be a demon. And the Lord will simply kill all of them. So as he can kill so many here as Lord Bhadratram, certainly when he comes as Kalki, he'll be easily able to eliminate so many sinful people. And that number will increase over the next 400,000 years. So there's a another observation here that we have to look at, and that is the result of an offense against a Brahmin or devotee. Kartavirya Arjuna, being puffed up as a king, he thought nothing, no second thought about stealing this cow and offending Jamadagni. He thought, I am the most powerful person on this whole planet. Who can stop me? Whatever I want to do, I will do. So he stole this cow. And the result, all his pious results were finished. And his entire life was finished. So this is also a warning of the Srimad Bhagavatam that we have to be very careful about offending devotees, offending Brahmins. Because it can severely stunt and block our progress in Krishna consciousness and may even have much more radical results. Hopefully not as bad as Kartavirya Arjuna is going to experience here, but very severe. And of course, as we read these descriptions, we can see that Lord Parshuram was definitely very angry. But this is not the ordinary mundane revenge that an ordinary conditioned soul feels when he's offended or some family member is offended and he wants to seek out, take revenge, and kill offenders. The Lord's activities are lila, they're pastimes, they're full of benefit for everyone. And they're so glorious and wonderful. They're meant to be heard and recited for thousands and thousands, millions of years. But the Lord's activities are transcendental. So this is completely beneficial. Right here. And we have to be able to see it here. There's one incident when the description there in the Vrindavan, that when the cows see Krishna coming to them in the morning to take them out for pasturing, or after they're taking Krishna to the gopis were very transcendental. They then imagined the picture of the four-legged animals trying to embrace with their four legs the form of Krishna, which seemed a little funny to them. I suppose we can agree with that. Four-legged animals trying to embrace Krishna would be quite unusual. So this is Krishna. Goraksha. He likes to protect the cows. And also, we see here also there's a lot of similarity between how Krishna is defeating this, Lord Parshuram's defeating Kartavirya Arjuna, and the different demons that are there in Krishna Lila. There's one demon, Banasura. Banasura, he had the fortune to be connected with Krishna in a particular lila, where Aniruddha fell in love with his daughter Usha and wanted to marry her. And he captured him, and Lord Krishna went to save his son. But there was a big battle, tremendous battle, very fierce battle. And this Banasura, had a special position. He was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was so affectionate towards Banasura that he personally came and fought against Krishna to try and protect his devotee. But when he finally saw that he could not protect him, he came before Krishna and begged Krishna not to kill his very favored disciple. And then Krishna agreed. Of course, we can see that the purport of that is that even the demigods cannot save one. Well, Krishna is superior to everyone, which is another important lesson here in the Srimad Bhagavatam as we're approaching the 10th canto. Only Krishna can save one. He is superior to everything. And there were so many other demons like Bhomasura, the son of the earth. The earth actually was the, in one lila, the wife of the Supreme Lord Varaha, I believe. And she came and asked the Lord to protect not Bhomasura, but his son. His son, Bhagadatta, and the Lord granted a request, although Bhomasura was killed. And another great demon, Jarasundha. Jarasundha was so angry at Krishna after killing his son-in-law, Kamsa, that he came and attacked Dwarka and attacked Krishna 17 times. And Krishna defeated him easily 17 times, just as Lord Parshuram defeated the army of Parshuram. And finally, on the 17th time, he arranged that Jarasundha was killed. So many similar demons are always coming. The Lord is giving protection. He's giving the same purpose time and time again. Protect against all these powerful demons. Another thing we can learn here is the Kshatriyas are punished for offending a Brahmin. They're supposed to respect the Brahmins. They're supposed to hear from the Brahmins, take them as advisors. But here, he offended the Brahmins, Kartavirya and Arjuna. So similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, slight offense. He came in after so much travels to see a poor Brahmin who was in meditation. And when he was not received nicely, or at all actually, he put a dead snake around his neck. And for that slight offense, he was cursed to die in 7 days. Of course, being a devotee of the Supreme Lord, Parikshit Maharaj, that curse became a benediction, not only for him to go back home to Godhead, but for generations, thousands and thousands of years, to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is spoken. So such is the nature of devotee that his activities, even though they may seem to be some problem, some disadvantage, some suffering, become beneficial. And then also we're seeing here how even Lord Parshuram, he's an incarnation of the Lord, and still appears he's committed a mistake according to his father, Jamadagni. He has not given protection to the king, but he's killed the king. So, again, sort of another warning to us not to be, as devotees, we may feel we're protected from so many elements. But Krishna says, no, be careful. You may also make a mistake. Be always wary, careful. So, who was Kartavirya Arjuna? We read that some time back. He was a great devotee of an expansion of the Lord, Dattatreya. And by worshipping very nicely, he got this benediction. Very powerful. He had all the yogic perfections. He had 1,000 arms. He was able to easily defeat Ravana. So powerful he was. But even though he was the most powerful person on the planet, he was proud of that power. He thought he could do whatever he liked. And as a result of his pride and his false ego, he fell down. He made a mistake. He created an offense. So this is again another, the same warning. That even one may be practicing very nicely and be a very nice devotee of the Lord, he may make a mistake. And the Lord will take that very seriously. Take that very seriously and there'll be chastisement. In this case, Kartavirya Arjuna was killed for his mistake. So, we can also understand from this that Krishna doesn't like to give material benedictions to his devotees because they may become proud, they may become attached, and then they will fall down. So Krishna doesn't want to see that happen. But he's very careful about giving material benedictions to his devotees. In fact, he may actually take away all their material possessions, as Prabhupada has indicated, as a special favor. Break all their material attachments by force so they can completely surrender to him. This is the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. They're completely surrendered to Krishna. And they don't care for their own lives even. They don't care for anything. They simply want to please Krishna. So this is the standard of devotion which was taught by Lord Chaitanya and carried on by the six Goswamis. Such surrender, such deep worship of the Supreme Lord. And it gives us a great example how we have to keep our hearts in a particular way. So that they have the same wavelength, the same mood as the residents of Vrindavan. That we are ready to engage in Krishna's service in all times and all circumstances and surrender to him. Whatever he wants, whatever he needs, whatever he desires of us, we'll do. So these were some of the purposes and the instructions given in these pastimes of the Lord, which I was able to see and share with you. I hope you may agree that the Lord gives many lessons here. So I ask you now if there's any questions or additions. Anyone would like to say something in this regard? Pushkar, do you have something? Anyone else? These stories are meant to be, they're not just stories, they're instructions, they're lila. And they're meant to be heard and chanted and understood to the best of our ability. You have something again, Prabhu? You look like you're ready to say something. All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.